Good afternoon. My name is Jeannie, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Morgan Keegan conference call intended for Morgan Keegan Financial Advisors. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. If you do need assistance during the call, please press star zero and an operator will come back on the line to assist you. Thank you. It is now with great pleasure to turn the floor over to your host, Mr. Edwards. Sir, you may begin your conference.
Thank you, and good afternoon to all of my fellow Morgan Keegan associates. This call this afternoon was intended to be a call that included Jim Kelso. Jim is traveling and has not been able to get to a phone, but many of you have the opportunity to listen to Jim's comments on a weekly basis, and I know that he updated you on Tuesday on his activities as it relates to the funds. Both Alan and I wanted to, this afternoon, along with Jim, let you know that we understand how difficult the last 120 days have been for all of you. We all enjoyed the success that Jim has had over the last 6.5 years in managing these funds, and we relish the accolades that he received as one of the top fixed income managers in the country. And we all know what has taken place in the last 120 days, both in terms of the market in general and Jim's funds specifically. Market conditions aside, it doesn't change the fact that many of our customers and indeed many of our financial advisors and other employees are truly feeling the pain. You know, we have some 512 financial advisors that are responsible for approximately 6,000 firm accounts that are invested in the high income fund, and we have some 700 financial advisors that are responsible for some 8,000 accounts that are in the intermediate bond fund. This has been a very painful 120 days for all of us. But just as a point of reference, the 512 financial advisors, to a large degree, are included in the 700 that are involved with the intermediate fund, and that's in the context of some 1,300 FAs that are in the firm. And when you look at the account totals, that's also in the context of some 400,000. Morgan Keegan accounts firm-wide. While it's a significant number of our very best customers that are impacted by the problems that we've experienced with these funds, it is by no means the end of the world, as it were. As a matter of fact, the firm has something over $80 billion in assets in custody on behalf of our customers, and today the Kelso funds, both closed-end and open-end, account for less than 2% of the total of our customer assets. So while this is a difficult time for all of us, we will get through this. We will come out of this, and I think we will continue to provide our customers with the kind of service, the kind of products, and most of all, the attention of our FAs that allows them to have confidence in us and our abilities. Now, I wanted to introduce Alan and let him talk about, first of all, the funds. Today, the fund board did meet, and they declared dividends on the closed-end funds. And secondly, have Alan take a minute to talk about another announcement that was made this afternoon after the close. So, Alan, if you'll take it, and I'll come back and kind of wrap up here in a minute.
Okay. Thank you, Doug. We did have a quarterly fund meeting today, and if you're looking at the tape, you can see that we declared dividends for the four closed-end funds for the next 3 months. It's down a little from the last time. It's 10 cents for three of the funds on a monthly basis and 11 cents for the multi-sector RHY. It should be expected that dividends would come down a little bit from where they've been because we're less leveraged, or we have less leverage since we have since the funds have gone down in price. We have to keep our leverage at 33% or under, so we have to deleverage a little bit, and we've had deleverage all during this period. So it's this is pretty good dividends. If we could keep this up, next year would be a very good year for the income in the funds. We think these are conservative, that we've that we have declared for the next 3 months. So we hope it's a dividend that we can keep on a consistent basis, a more consistent basis than just 3 months. It's hard to tell. The markets are still terrible out there, and for liquidity purposes, we get that from Jim and his associates. Jim, have you come on?
Yes, I just joined, Alan.
Okay. Let me finish up, and we'll let you on. You've got some background noise, I think.
On an airplane, the best we can.
So, I want to just tell everybody that I own all these funds myself personally, and I have family members that do, and I certainly have clients like the rest of you that do. I guess if somebody had asked me the middle of September or the middle of August what I thought they should do, I would have probably have told people, I thought that there was real value here and you should hold on. Well, I guess that's been the wrong thing to do, but today I would tell you that the problems in the credit market are terrible, but we do have some real value there, and it looks to me like we should try to see this through and see if we don't get a little better times. It will correct itself at some point. And I think we're closer to a bottom, certainly, than we've been to a top. So it's not any fun going through this. We've gone through a lot of things through the years like this together, and it's not much fun. But there are better times after there are bad times always. And so anyway, it's been a rough time for me going through this, as it has for Jim Kelso and all the people that have worked with him. Just very quickly, it's announced this afternoon that I'm retiring from Regions of Morgan Keegan, and they're gonna. That didn't mean I won't be around. I will be around. I'll keep an office here in the building, and I look forward to seeing everybody. All the friends I've made over the years within the firm. But I'm 65 years old now. I'll be 65 and a half come December 31st. I promised some people earlier in the year that I would stay through year end, but I think it's time for me to move on. Doug Edwards and the team he's got around him have done a wonderful job last two or three years, as you all know, as we've had record years and more success than we've ever had before. So I feel very comfortable. I guess there's never a perfect time to do something like this, but I think it's the right time for me. Doug, I think we ought to let Jim talk for a moment.
I agree.
And
then I'll wrap things up.
Okay.
Okay. Jimbo?
Okay. Well, Alan, I just want to comment on any comment about age. I'm about 102 as of the moment. But nevertheless, I just would add that we continue to work diligently on the funds. I just wanted to, all I can say to the folks listening in is we're going to show up for work every day, do the very best we can. We're trying to reorganize the funds in some manners that will provide us opportunities for the, for when this thing begins to show up a little better. We get some liquidity back in the market. We're trying to find those assets that will get us back in the game and allow us to continue to pay the dividend as very best we can. Markets again are terrible. This is my first episode in dealing with this sort of difficulty in the credit market. I would never have predicted, nor would I believe I could have predicted this sort of illiquidity and credit crisis in the markets. nevertheless, you know, on a day-by-day basis, we find little opportunities here and there and a little bit of liquidity now and again. So that is what we're going to continue to work on. Again, the primary mission of the funds has been to generate cash flow to investors. We continue to do that. And with the dividend announcements that are out there, the current yield on these funds is just astronomical. So it isn't as if we don't have assets that are paying. Alan, you alluded to this earlier. We've on some of the funds, most of the levered money that we had to work with has been cut in half, at least in half, so in most cases. So we, you know, in the case of, you know, like RMH, for instance, we're down, you know, to maybe more like, instead of having $120 million of leverage to work with, it's more like 60. So that does make a difference, and we'll have to work with that until we can get the net asset value back up a bit to gain access to more leverage. So with that, you know, it is not a lot I can add with regard to business conditions. Not a lot changed since my Tuesday call. Again, I'm out of the office today, but again, we're just continue to work, try to keep the cash flows as high as possible in those funds. I'll give it back to you,
okay.
Doug.
Thanks, Jim. Well, needless to say, you know, all of us have eaten our own cooking here. As Alan mentioned, I mean, we all have the funds in our own accounts and our family's accounts, and we have confidence in Jim. If we didn't have confidence in Jim, we wouldn't have money in those accounts. You know, the company is committed to these funds. We've supported the funds through this period when liquidity's been tough for Jim. You know, it's very difficult, even under the best of circumstances, to operate funds that have daily redemption features when you know you're dealing in securities that that just don't trade and are difficult to value. But I think you know, we have done as good a job as anybody in the industry has, sort of navigating these tough waters over the last 120 days. And for Jim and all the folks that work with him, David and Courtney and everybody there, along with Tom Weller and Charlie Maxwell and these guys, I will tell you that you couldn't find a harder working bunch of individuals and a more conscientious bunch of individuals than the people that you do have working to solve these problems. So I would ask you to hang in there. You know, again, I think Jim's done about all he can do through this period, and you know, he's done it in a way that that really exemplifies you know, our commitment to doing the right thing for our customers. So as far as the fund's concerned, that's about all we have to say today. We are attempting to communicate with our sales force and indeed with our customers on a more frequent basis, and we will do that in the future. Let me just say one thing about Alan's announcement this afternoon. I joined Morgan Keegan 27 years ago, and when I got here, Alan had been here for 11 years prior to that. And over the past 39 years, Alan has been at the helm of a company that has grown and prospered like no other firm in our business. And frankly, the reason we have prospered and grown under his leadership is because of the culture that Alan built inside this company. It's a culture of cooperation. It's a culture of accomplishment. And it's a culture of doing the right thing all the time. I can't think of a more fitting legacy to a leader in our industry than for us to recognize the fact that Alan has built a firm that I think, you know, is without peer in terms of the securities industry over the past 40 years. It's been a remarkable success story. It's been a great run for all of us. You know, we want to see that that run continue for many, many years in the future. This is a company today that will do over $1 billion in revenues, as you know. And this was a company that that first year did scant little revenues. So it's certainly been an entrepreneurial success story. Many of us that have been here for a long period of time have enjoyed being along for the ride, and we really look forward to Alan's retirement and his the ability of Alan to enjoy observing what he has built and how we will continue to build on his success. I think we all owe him a large debt of gratitude for his efforts on our behalf. We'll have a lot more to say about that between now and December 31st. But I would say to you this afternoon that the company that Alan formed in 1969 and all that it represents over the past 39 years is, in fact, still intact. We look forward to continuing to grow the company, continuing to work together, and continuing to exemplify all of those things that made Morgan Keegan a great place in 1969 and continue to make it a great place in 2007. So, you know, while we will miss Alan's vision and leadership on a day-to-day basis, as he pointed out, he's not going anywhere. He'll be around. We'll know where to find him when we need him. And we just, at this point, want to thank Alan for what he has created and the opportunities that he's given all of us. So with that, we'll end the call today. As I said, I'm excited about the opportunity to work with the existing management team that's in place in the firm, with Jim Parrish, John Carson, Collie Krausnick, and the heads of the two banking units, along with our regionals in the private client group. Over the past 4 years, that group, that executive committee has come together, and we've done, we continue to do some very remarkable things relative to our peers, and we want to continue that way for many years to come. So, Alan, congratulations on a great career. We'll talk about this some more before the end of the year, and for all of the Morgan Keegan Associates out there, thank you for all that you've given us.
Well, thank you, Doug. You were way too long on me.
I'm sorry. Well, that's it for this afternoon. You know, we'll try again to communicate with you regarding the situation with Jim's funds and hope for a brighter day when we see the NAVs all green and we get things turned around in here. So thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you all later. If you have any questions, please feel free to either call me or to call Alan, for that matter.
Right.
We'll look forward to hearing from you.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you. This concludes today's Morgan Keegan conference call. You may now disconnect your lines at this time, and have a wonderful afternoon.